I still have joy.
Hallelujah.
All that I've been through, I still have.
We say, I still have faith. Let's sing it. Come on. Do you have it? Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. Let's sing the little part that say, I still believe. Oh, that's the main thing. Oh, praise his name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, I still believe. I still believe. All that I have been through, I still believe. Say, Lord, I believe. Let's say it with a passion. Lord, I believe. Say, Lord, I still have faith. Lord, I still have joy. After all that I've been through, I still. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe. Oh, you gotta believe it. Glory to God, glory to God. All that oh Lord, I still have my joy. Do you have your joy, Sister Humphrey? Still have your joy, sister? Do you still have your joy, mother? Still have your joy, Sister Arlene? Oh, we've been through a lot already, but we still have joy. Sickness and disease, problems and situations and conditions, but we still have joy. Pains and aches. Praise God. Let us give the Lord some praise. Give him some honor. Give him some glory. Because nobody kept you but the Lord. Nobody did it but Jesus. Nobody can do it but Jesus. Nobody will still do it but Jesus. It's all about Jesus and what he's done for you and me. So I can have joy because he's still alive. He's well. He's able. And he wants to. And he's going to. And he's going to continue to. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus, Sister Bird. But nobody else, because nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody watches you like Jesus. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Oh, praise the Lord. I give glory and honor to the Lord today. And I thank him for his grace and his mercy. I thank him for his loving kindness. And I thank him for all that he has done for us. God is so good. He's better than good. He woke us all up this morning and we're here to hear and to enjoy Jesus today. And I heard and understand that if we get up here and minister, and if it's not about Jesus, we can waste our time. Everything must point to Jesus. Because he's the first, the last, the beginning, the end. He's the I am that I am. So everything must point to Jesus. So let's remember when we are standing here, it's not about the person that's standing here. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Huh? Just a little talk with you today. And the topic for the day that the Lord has placed in my spirit today is Women Ministering Day. And we're going to talk about women ministering biblically. And that's why you see that picture. We have women that have been working with the Lord for a long time. And we women, our job is to undergird the men. We're to lift them up. That's where God has placed us. Because we kind of helped them out. We got to just kind of help them in. And you know, if you remember the story of Adam, Adam was working and doing everything when God decided to give him a wife. He was not idle. He was not lazy. He was well versed. He was well capable of doing what he needed to do. But God still saw fit to give him someone to stand beside him and to undergird him and keep him going. A little mishap came in the garden, you know, but mishaps still coming today in the world. So that little thing happened there in the garden, and she saw fit to just kind of disbelieve for a minute. But you see, Adam loved Eve so much because God gave her to him. And he knew that she came from him. She didn't know how. He didn't know how. Because the Bible says men will never know the ways of a woman, because he was asleep when he made them. So God saw fit to bring her to him. And since God brought her to him, he didn't have no mind, no means, no ways of letting her go. Even though she committed that little mishap in the garden, he said, well, we're going down together. We're going down together. I'm not staying and you're going. We're going together. So since you ate, I'm going to eat. So when God came, he just put the two of them out together. That's how much he loved him. He said, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. If I let you go, then I'm only a piece. If he let her go, he was only a piece left. So he said, okay, we got to go down together. The song said, if that isn't love. When you're willing to go down for a woman. Hey, Adam was willing to go down for that woman. He was going down. He didn't care. As much as he loved the Lord and as much as he knew what God had done for him, he still was going down with that woman. Man, that's a message all by itself. Amen. That's love. That's God's love. But today we're going to talk about women ministering biblically. And our scripture has already been read. I won't go through that whole thing again. But today I want to, by the grace of God, and he's given me this, to comfort our people. We have to have a little bit more comfort because the enemy, Satan, is trying to weigh us down. He's really trying to weigh the children of God down. He's trying to hold us back and make us think and look bad. And that's what he came. You know, that's his job. I don't bother him for that, because the Bible says that he has three desires. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. But God also have three desires. He came to give life. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So the devil is trying to make us look bad, people of God. So I'm going to encourage the women and I'm going to uplift the men to let them know we're in place. It's okay. We're in place. Trouble is on every side. The song say, everywhere you go, there's trouble. But the other song said, I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. Yeah. Hey, we just got to look on the brighter side of life. Trouble don't last always. But we have to remember that we are victorious people. Do you feel victorious today? You were victorious, sister. Isn't that right? We are victorious people. And to our women today, we are women of excellence and faith. Don't let the devil tell you no different. It doesn't matter how down you are and how lacking you are and how weak you are and whatever is going on, you have faith. In the scripture in Isaiah chapter 40, he said, what? Comfort Ye comfort ye my people, says the Lord. He gives us a mandate to comfort the people from time to time, because trouble is always somewhere. He's always has something going on right in your mind. But you got to remember that you are victorious because you are children of the Most High God, and God takes care of his children. He will never let you down. He has never let you down. And he will not let you down. You just got to believe it. We are victorious people. And this whole discourse this morning is going to be about victorious people. Nothing negative or positive. And so we're going to take a look at our examples. We live by precepts and examples. We're not just here a fly by night, and we don't have to wonder about anything, because God gave us examples of everything. And today he's dealing with the examples of the women. Women of God. Women that love the Lord. Women of excellence. And we have a few women. I'm just going to talk about these a little bit, but I'm going to impress upon those that we're going to talk about at the end of this discourse this morning. And we look in the Bible. I only have about 6 women in the Bible that I have chosen, or God has chosen for me, because there's so many. I've spread it over so many of them, and they all were great women. They went through some things. Even I won't even speak about Gomer, but Gomer, who was the harlot wife of Hosea, she was under God's divine direction. So, you know, we can't look at all these little things that look real bad, real down, real out of whack. God is still working in it. He allowed him to marry that harlot, and he said that harlot is going to go out and she's going to be unfaithful. She's going to have some children out there, but I want you to love her anyhow. Woo. Before she did it, he told Hosea, this woman going to do this. But you see, it's for my glory. See, we keep getting all messed up. It look all bad. It look all terrible. But God said, this is what I want to happen for this moment in time, because the end of it is going to be great. So you just got to go through. She did just what the Lord said she was going to do. He married that woman. She turned a harlot. Went out there. She had those children from this place and that place and that place, like we see in today. Everything what I'm going to do today is going to bring it into today. Then God said, now turn around, Hosea. Go back and buy her. Buy the children. Bring them home. And I'm going to take care of you and those children. Because he was making an example of how his beloved children would not stay in place. He wanted them to understand. See, he speaks concerning precepts and examples. We have to have examples so we can see and understand how this is going. So don't worry about who do what, how, when, and where. If you believe in God, just keep going. You got victory on the other side. Oh, I tell you, we've been having some messages in this place. If you don't come back on Sunday night, you really miss some things that God, he wants to give to us. But it's okay. It's okay. If you miss it, you'll catch it on the other side, possibly. That's all right, too. However it goes, it's just all right. Now, God got a plan now. You know, there are repercussions behind everything. But that's not our business, Brother Pratt. That's what God wants. How he will take care of the situation is his business. You know? So we just going to do what God said do. He's a good God. He's a God that give you a lovely laugh. If you're sad and listen to him, he'll give you something to make you laugh about. That's just how he is. So these few women I'm going to talk about. The first one I'm going to talk about is Joanna. Now, we know about Mary, Mother of Jesus, and all Esther and Hannah and all these. But there's a whole lot of other people in that Bible that went through some undercover things that we need to pull up to the top to know that maybe you're going through the same thing that they're going through, but they came out victorious. And they were all on God's program. We have Joanna. She was a provider. And look. Listen to the total concept of the words. of what I'm going to say. Joanna is in Luke chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. She was one that the Lord had healed and delivered and set free. And she ended up being a provider for the men. She was able to give of her means to help the men in the gospel of the body of Christ. I'm talking about women that ministered through the Bible. And she continued to use her provision and use her means. And it says that she had a little something, something. She had a little something, something, I call it. You know, but she didn't hold it to herself. She was willing to help the men of God go forward. And I believe it's on the screen that you can read how it went. I don't want to take up a whole lot of time with that. I want to use my time on those women of today. So Joanna in Luke 8 in chapter 8, verse 2 and 3, and also in verses in chapter 24, verse 10, she also was a provider with Susanna. You had Joanna and Susanna and all of the others that worked to help the men be able to go out and do the works of the Lord. They took up their means. They provided their home. They provided their food. They provided whatever those men need. They were able to provide it for them to go and be in place for the Lord. They ministered in the way of provision. And then we go to the Marys. Was quite a few Marys in the Bible. You'll find that in John chapter 19, verse 25, where Mary was at the cross. I'm talking, this Mary is the mother of John Mark. And we know that the book of Mark is written, and this Mary is his mother. And she was one that was at the cross when the Lord was crucified. And she was also with the other Joanna, Susanna, Mary Magdalene, and all the other Marys. When those women saw what happened to Jesus, they were in place at the cross when the men were resting, and it was okay because they had worked so much. These women stayed in place to see that everything continued to go forward. So they was at the cross. The Marys was at the cross, and Susanna and Joanna, all of them followed Jesus throughout his ministry, keeping things in order, watching for the things that needed to be done. I'm talking about women that ministered in the word of God. They did their part. We all have a part to play in the body of Christ. Nobody is out of place because God has given everybody a place. Women in their place and men in their place. We got to know what our job description is. God, ain't God good? He didn't leave anything to chance. So we have the Marys of John 19, which was around the cross. And we have the same Marys along with the others in Luke 8, verses 2 and 3 again. Then we go down to the teacher, which was Lois. Lois in 2 Timothy, that was wrong thing, brother. Is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, where we have Lois and we have Eunice, who God anointed to have Timothy, have a son and a grandson named Timothy. We know all about the book of Timothy, how God blessed him. He was a protege of Paul and how Paul taught him. But his mother and his grandmother took the time and the opportunity to take that young boy and teach him all the ways of God. And then brother, the Proverbs tell us that we ought to train the child in the way that they should go. That's the mother's job. That's the women's job. To train your children in the way that they should go. And then he gave a promise behind it. The promise says, and when they are old, they will not depart. Now, we don't know what old in God old is. So we don't want to look because they're 15 or 20 or 30. God old might be 50. God old might be 90. God old might be 5. We cannot figure out God. We can't put a word and say, old is 13 and old is 19 and old is 21. That's the laws of the land. But God say when he is old and is his old. I love the Lord. He is so wonderful. He don't give us anything to stumble over. And he didn't close it down and say, okay, they're 18 or they're 21, like our Lord say, you could buy you some wine and some things. You got to be 18 or 21. For God, that might be just a baby. And know how you will know? You will know when you have taught your child in the way that him or she should go. You will know that they are old when they begin to walk in the teaching that you have taught. Now you know that they're old and they're not going to depart. That's what happened to Timothy. They taught him, and Paul reiterated. He said, Timothy, I'm going to be leaving at this time. They're going to take my head off. But Timothy, thou hast known the holy scriptures from a child. Your mother and your grandmother have taught you all the ways of the Lord. And now you're just a young teenager, but you're in the will of the Lord. He said, let no man despise your youth, but be an example to the word. He said, young man, preach the gospel. He said, prove, rebuke. With all long suffering, you're going to suffer, Timothy. But it's going to be all right, because you know the word, that he that suffered the flesh will cease from sin. And there's no suffering greater than the suffering that God wants you to suffer. So Timothy, be strong. That came from the teaching of the mother and the grandmother. Don't say nothing about his daddy, right? The daddy just enforced. Fathers and men enforces when things are taught. That's where it happened in my house. He laid out everything. I carried out everything. And when time for enforcement with the whip, he enforced it. So that's why I work. Because you got to go by the word of God. He didn't leave nothing to chance. He said, mothers, teach your children the ways of the Lord. And when they get old, they won't depart. I don't care in what jail they're in right now. If they have already been taught, jail can't take it out. because God had already sealed it. When they are old, they shall not depart. They might be in the jail, in the street, on dope, doing everything under the sun, but they're not going to depart. You got to know that, because you taught. So when you do that, you don't have no problems. You don't worry about nothing. They are who they are, where they are, doing what they're doing, but you have done what you're supposed to do. So that's what Lois did. Teachers. Then we go down to Deborah. Great woman of God. Became a judge. The only woman judge in the Bible. But she had leadership ability. You find that in Judges chapter 4, verse 5. She didn't only have leadership ability, Sister Fountain, but she was a warrior leader. She was a war leader. She knew how to put battles together. So because of her humbleness to God and loving the Lord and being able to follow his will, she became a undergird to Barak. And there was a battle to be fought, and she helped that man put it together. We women got to help those men put it together. Where they lack, we lift up. Where they lean, we straighten them up. With love and respect and honor. And the victory shall be won. She helped him set that thing up. He said, I'm not going if you're not going, Deborah. Deborah said, didn't God tell you to go? He said, yeah, I'm going, but you going too? Well, that was an undergird. That was a help to him. He felt courageous when that woman who was a leader and who knew how to set up walls, he was whipped to let her go with him. But she said, okay, God has given you this job. and I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to help you. And she didn't only do that, she knew exactly how, when, and where God was going to work. And she didn't hold back and say, you should know that. He let her know. She let him know. God said this, God said that, God said the next. It wasn't Deborah, it was God speaking through her. We sit back too quiet. Say they should know, or he should know. There's the man, let him do it. God gave us women to help them. Not being over them, but aiding them where they are. Carrying them on to victory. Back them up. Back them up. Yes, you're doing this good, but you know, if you add a little bit more salt to this, it'll taste better. Ah, that's what Deborah did for Barak. And he followed it, went on down there to the wall. Just like God told her, he followed and they got the victory. Won that war. But she said, now, because of the fact that you're in charge and I'm just to help you, I'm the judge, but you're the one in charge of the war area. He said, now, God is a God of justice. And he's not going to give honor where honor's not due. So you don't have to worry about it. Just do it. Just do it. He said, now God is going to give the honor of this victory to the woman. But he didn't care who got the honor as long as the battle was fought and the victory was won. The underlying thing is that it was won. Whether it was won through a dress or through a pair of pants, it was won. Huh? You don't care who give you food, long as it's good to eat. You don't care who bring it, long as God sent it, right? You just want something to eat, huh? Hungry people, they say beggars are not choosy. You want something, you ain't going to be choosing. No, I don't want that. You about dying. No, I don't want that soup. I want me some caviar. Man, you going to die because I don't even pay for caviar. All I can give you is some soup to keep you alive. So Barak didn't care who got that battle won. All he knew that if they don't win that battle, they're going to be hurt. So he said, you come on, Deborah, because you know how to set things up just right. Then we have another woman. This was a woman of excellence, all of them, a woman of excellence, a woman of endurance, a woman of just don't mind what it is. God is able. No matter how it's going to hurt me, God is able. And this young lady's name is Abigail. Found in 1 Samuel chapter 25. Verses 23 and 24. Now this lady went through hell and high water, I call it. Day and night, year after year, month after month. It just didn't make no sense. Didn't make no sense for what was going on. But she didn't run away and hide. She stood the test. She stayed there. Because she knew what God, where God had placed her. She knew what God wanted her to do because she trusted him. And she went through everything that was bad at the hands of her foolish husband. Foolish man. A real, right down, honest to goodness, foolish man. But he was a man in high places. He was a man with authority. So she knew her place. So she had to go through. She didn't even know how great her victory was going to be on the other side of through. I'm sure many days she was sad. Many days she walked in pain. Many days she probably said, why me, Lord? Many days she said, when is this thing going to change? She said, like David said in the song, how long, God? How long? I think, was it brother, this brother right here said, or somebody preached that we are never out of the sight of God. Is that what you preached Sunday night? We are never out of the eyesight of God. It doesn't matter whether you're doing bad or good, whether you're the worst person or the best person, you're never out of the eyes of God. He knows where you are and He knows what you're going through. Just a test. It's just a test. And this lady, she said, when she learned the last great thing that her husband did, she said, this is it. If she didn't continue to do what she did, she said, all of us gonna die. So why should we all die when there is a way out? Why should all of us be lost? Because of one person. And there's a way that it can be fixed. Something I can do about it. Women, if there's something you can do about something, do it. Because if God is with you, you're going to be victorious. And He said, I'm going to pay every man according as his work shall be. We're not going to get no group pay. Ain't no group pay. Everybody's going to get according as you worked individually all by yourself. Ain't no group. Ain't no corporal. It's all about you. We got to get the understanding, Brother John. It's what I do. Is what I'm going to get paid for. So if I have to do 100% to somebody's 30%, let me do it because I'm going to get 100% reward from my God. Never going to lose. Lord have mercy. I want you, as I'm doing this thing, look within yourself to see where you're losing out. Because you say, oh, that one won't do it, and he ain't doing nothing, and I don't know why I ain't doing it. Somebody else could, just going on with all this craziness. You do what you can do. Did not the Bible already state whatsoever you can find to do, do it. These are all the things that God gives us to do so we can be happy. We could be joyful. We could be provided for. We just go right on through life knowing that God is. So this last was the last straw. Abigail got in the wind. We call it in the wind. That David was coming and was going to kill everything that belonged to her husband, Naboth. Say, I'm going to take out everybody in that house. Ain't now. I guess he's going to take out the animals and everything. No, he said he's going to kill everybody and take the animals. He's going to take everything you have. I'm going to take out everybody. And that woman got wind of that sister. And she rented that house. She took up everything she could take up. All the resources she thought that a man would feel good about. A woman know where a man would feel good. She gathered up everything she knew that mammon would feel good about. She made up all kind of gifts. And she called her men together. She said, take me down the road. Let me get to David before he get to me. Let me get to David before he get to me. I know I'm going to be able to tell him something that is going to keep us alive. We're in the body of Christ. We got to keep ourselves alive by doing whatever we can do, whatever it takes to keep us alive. Don't sit back because you may not be able to scream like me. I don't want nobody to scream like me. I want you to scream like you. Woo. She got on down that road. She took off and got him before he got to the place where he could take out anybody. And when she got to him, she wasn't so in a hurry that she didn't give her honor. She fell down at David's feet, worshiped the Lord, Before she gave her testimony, before she gave her gifts, she gave her honor where honor is due. She didn't leave out nothing. She was in a hurry, but she wasn't in a hurry not to do it right. Because she knew she needed victory. Don't get in a hurry and mess up. She told that brother, "Oh, David, I heard about your God. And I know what your God has done. I know what your God can do. So David, please listen to this handmaiden. Listen to your handmaiden." She didn't make herself big. Even though she was the wife of a big man. She said, "Listen to your handmaiden. God is going to bless you, David. Don't let my husband ruin your life. Don't let people in the church ruin one another. Let's get in the middle of it and let's get it right. Let's do what we can." She said, "Oh, David, listen to me, David. I brought you some gifts, but that's not the main thing. My husband been foolish a long time. He been doing crazy things forever." She said, "Even his name means foolish. So ain't nothing good in this man. He was on the throne and he's a big man. He have authority, but he don't have good sense." She said, "I know this and I've been with him a long time. We've been in Ridgeway a long time. We know who ain't got no sense. We know who act like they ain't crazy, but we gotta work with all of it. We ain't throwing out the baby with the bathwater. We gonna wash them off, put some clothes on them. I don't care if they head bad. I don't care if they're weak and feeble-minded. We got to keep them, dress them, make them smell sweet. What are you going to throw them out for? They're already here. What are you going to throw them out? They're here already. Huh? She said, "David, come on, please listen. My husband foolish. He do all kind of crazy things. But you see, God gonna bless you and he's gonna put you on the throne, and we don't want his blood and all these people's blood on your hand. So please accept my gifts." He said, "No, I'm sorry, David." She apologized for her husband. She said, "I'm sorry, David. I didn't see your men come and ask for food. I wasn't in the way. If I was in the way, I would have given them food. But see, God didn't want it that way." We just gotta leave God's business alone, Sister Humphrey. Why are we trying to find out how to fix something that's already fixed? Everything already fixed, Brother Pratt. What you trying to fix up? He done fixed everything. Ain't nothing out of place, Brother Pratt. Got everything in place. We just got our mind a little mixed up. And she talked and talked and gave him all his accolades and, "Here are my gifts. Take these gifts, you know, and anything else you need, I'll get it for you." And David listened. Why? Because God was in it. Because she followed the voice of the Lord, Sister Bain. She did what God told her to do. She didn't say, "That man crazy, let him go. We all just gonna die." No, I don't want to die with my crazy husband. I want to live. So let me do what I gotta do. And David listened. He said, "Okay, I will accept this at your hand. And I won't go and destroy those people." She went on back home. He was gone, done drunk his old drunk self, knocked himself out and went to sleep. Didn't know that was his last sleep, awakening and getting up. She didn't have to touch him. All she did what God said do. Man went to sleep when she got up in the morning. When he got up in the morning, she told the man what I did. I saved our life. The man was so angry with Abigail for saving his little silly life. Till he took his own life. The Bible said he was so angry until his heart turned to stone. And a few days later, he had a heart attack and died. Because he wanted to be big and God know he was just little. He was all messed up. But the woman in his life wasn't messed up. Everybody can't be messed up. Somebody got to have a good head. Hallelujah. And the last one is Miriam. and Huldah, which was the first prophetess. Miriam became a prophetess, called the prophetess, after she saw Pharaoh's army drowned in the sea. She was the first one to take her tambourine and begin to sing and begin to praise God. And she was called the first prophetess. She became a musician. She sang the songs unto the Lord and beat her tambourine, and she became the first prophetess. And there were other prophetess, Huldah, and all of those people that ministered in the work of the Lord. Women ministering biblically. We women got to minister through the word of God, like the word of God say we should. Became great singers and prophetess. And these are the women I'm talking about. All of these and other women ministered to men in the Bible, as is spoken of in Luke chapter 24, verse 10. They ministered and kept the men in place that they were able to really serve God in spirit and in truth and not be lacking. But wait! Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's look at our women of today who have overcome all types of conditions as our Bible characters. And I'm going to call some names, and I want y'all to come out here and let the Lord see that you didn't forget and you glad for what he did. Because you know what? We got some representatives right here today. We can't touch those people back there, but we can see the people that is alive and here today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm going to call some name. And if your name don't call and you know that you're victorious, you just shout up and pray God for yourself. I ain't got nothing to do with that. God just gave me some names of people that are right in these stands today. They are the women that are ministering in the house of the Lord today, going through the exact same things that these six people that I called out, they are just going through or have been through what they've been through. So they are victorious. They are faithful. They are excellent. And the first person I'm going to call out, some Abigail women. Come on, Sister Whipple. You see Sister Whipple? Her husband tried to kill her. Try to stab her with a knife. Stabbing her and calling her a devil. These I know about. Stabbing her and calling her a devil. Say, I'm going to kill the devil. I'm going to kill the devil. And she was fighting for her life all out in the yard, all across the street, over this crazy man. But she said she came to herself. And you say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. When he done got the knife going through her hand, she said, wait a minute. Why do I have to die at the hands of this man? I ain't done nothing wrong. He doing something wrong. Grab that knife. Broke it. Cut your hand. But you got the victory. She's an overcomer. She's alive today to tell the story. That's an Abigail spirit. That's an Abigail woman. Stay up here. Stay. Sister Belight. Sister Belight, walk on out here. She going through right now like an Abigail woman. She going through, but she still got joy. She still got faith. She's going through with some hard things. Being an Abigail woman, living with some men that don't seem to have no sense, but they still alive. These have stood the test and is standing the test because they know that the victory is theirs. I had another Abigail woman, but she didn't come in today. That's Sister Rosina Robinson. She's an Abigail woman, and she's going through, and she still look good, still got joy. Trouble on every side. The enemy trying to take her down, but she still believes. Thank you. received some death sentences. But they stood the test and they're still alive. Come on out here, Sister Peggot. They told you you was going to be dead, that you wasn't going to have no children. Come on, Mother Dixon. The doctor told her she was not going to raise her children, that she was going to be dead in a short while. But she's still alive. She's still well. Because God said, I said no. They're living because they're trusting. They're hoping in God. And they're alive. Glory to God. Oh, Holy Ghost. Now, just what he gave me. It took me all these weeks and months. I was trying to get this together. I got up at 5:30 this morning. I said, God, you always talk to me. When I finished all my long prayer, I stood up my hand like that. He said, women of today. All women has been through. All women have suffered. But they're standing on the promises of God. Ain't let no man and no devil and no sentence of death hold them down. Because can no grave hold their bodies down. Then we got some Miriams that going through, and they already seen in their supernatural eyes that the enemy is going to be drowned. Come on out here, Sister Bird. Hallelujah. Come on out here, Sister Anquette. Hallelujah. They're still singing. They're still shouting. They're still praying the Lord when things not going good. Things not in the best way, but they still got joy. They still got a faith. They still got a praise. Yeah, because they see their victory afar off. They see. My daddy used to sing the song, by faith, I see the victory ahead. Hallelujah. Still laughing. Still smiling. Because you know you got the victory. You know that the enemy that you see will see no more. Hallelujah. We got some Marys. We got some Joannas. Oh my God. We got some Susannas. Working in the vineyard. Come on out here, Sister Coffee. Come on out here, Sister Juanita. Come on out here, Sister Bay. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Come on out here, Sister Mountain. Come on out here, Sister Curtis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They got trouble on every side, but they still see the victory. They are the Marys that's going to follow Jesus, going to follow the tomb, going to put everything in there that need to go in there. They're going to keep up the sweet spices. They're going to help the brothers. They're going to see that they get it right. They're not going to leave no stone unturned. Deborahs around here. We got some Deborahs that can judge a case. They know how it go. They see how it go. Come on out here, Sister Kathy. She not only know the spiritual law, she know the laws of the land. Hallelujah. Ah, and they can lead us into victory with the laws of the land that God say, you must know and obey the laws of the land. And but we almost obey the laws of the body of Christ. We got to do it. We got to do it. Sister Rose. Sister Rose. Walk yourself on up here. When you heard them things, what I'm trying to tell you, he didn't give me everybody's name, but I said at the beginning, if you know you are part of this business and you know God is working out things for you, you can jump up when you get ready. I don't have nothing to do with that. Hey, we got some warriors. My God, they said, all that I've been through, I got joy, and I ain't got tired yet. I ain't got tired yet, and I ain't gonna be tired, because I know my God, He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. He's able to give a woman a baby at 91. So I know my God is able. Come on out here, Mother Rose. She's still ready to jump. Hallelujah. Come on out here, Mother. Come on out here, Mother. Come out here. Come on out here, Mother Brett. Hey. Hallelujah. These are people we can look at. These are people we can touch. Come on out there, Sister Baloo. You've been around a long time, and God has not given up on you, and you ain't given up on God. The song says, don't give up on God, because He won't give up on you. He's able, He's willing, and He can do everything but fail. Oh, glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. These old warriors, Sister Rose, Sister Johnson, who is 99 years old, Sister Kathleen, all these that have come and waded the waters, they walked through the streets, they walked through the hard times, but God, these are our women, some of our women. If you notice in the Bible, in that scripture in Luke, he said, Susanna, he said, Joanna, he said, Mary, and a lot of other women. So all the women that are working in the body of Christ, come on up, Sister Shaw. Come on, Sister Shaw. You should have come out. Don't wait for nobody to tell you what the Lord has done. Angel warrior, you should have ran up here already. You should have been up there before I started talking. Let's go. Hey! They didn't call all the names, y'all. They say these four or five names and all the other women that work around and build up the great body of Christ. I tell you, God is still on the throne. See, we can't see Susanna. We can't touch Joanna. We can't pick up Abigail. We can't call on those people. But these that know the power of God. These can witness. These can let people know that I was supposed to be dead. I got a husband, don't want to act right, but I got Jesus. I've been traveling a long time. I've had death sentences. I'm able to live. I got trouble on every side, but I still got faith, and I still got joy, and I still got the anointing power, because we done taught our children. Are there any teachers in the building? Anybody that have taught their children to live well? If any in the building, walk out here and give God the praise. If you know you've taught your children to do like God say do. Be glad and rejoice, because great is your reward in heaven. So did they in the days of old. And the reason why their name was called out, because they went above and beyond the call of duty. They didn't mind. They didn't care what happened. They didn't care who was doing what. They said, we're going to run on, and we're going to see what the end's going to be. Hallelujah. You got something that the devil tried to kill.